We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, a big bear is attracting a lot of attention this morning, wandering around Monrovia, live at the scene in the middle of it all, KMX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, I'm probably 25, 30 feet away from this bear. I'm in the KNX news truck here, and there are several people in this neighborhood here. I'm reporting from Monrovia. I think right now I'm on Highland, and then the nearest cross street to me would be Hillcrest. And for about an hour now, this bear has just been kind of slowly wandering the neighborhood here in Monrovia. It doesn't appear to be behaving in an aggressive manner, doesn't appear to be agitated. It doesn't appear to be looking for food. Like, it's not like knocking over trash cans, but it's walking very slow, almost as though it's lethargic, maybe ill. You know, I mean, you can't really tell, obviously, but it has gotten a lot of attention because this just isn't something people see every day. Right now, the bear has walked up the driveway, kind of to the front of somebody's home here, and it's still dark out, so we're all kind of moving real slow and keeping our lights to a minimum. Don't want to startle the animal, the bear, and certainly don't want to do anything that would make it unsafe for the bear. If, you know, say vehicles here on this street, this is a residential street, a neighborhood, but still you don't want to drive too fast or do anything that would threaten the bear. But this is quite the sight, Vicki. It's like you said, being too close for comfort maybe is a good way to describe it. I mean, this is a large, majestic animal that's down here in a residential neighborhood.
There was a little earthquake in the Castaic area this morning, woke some people up. Initially, they put it out as a 3.7, but they've downgraded it now to a 3.5. And John, a KNX listener, called us from Saugus. He felt it.
This was just very sharp. This is almost like a ride if you were doing a free fall where it felt to me like the house dropped down and then it jolted to the side.
Yeah, it got people's attention, but no reports of any damage or injuries. And fire officials and police and sheriffs, they're all kind of just checking things out. But they say it's a low intensity, no reports of damage or injuries. But it is a reminder, they say, to get prepared for the big one.
Hey, Sheriff's Captain in the Lost Hill Station disciplined over a sex assault case and the way it was handled. Let's get the story in Calabasas right now. Here is John Baird.
A young woman was said to have been traumatized by the sexual assault, which happened 2 weeks ago when a transient allegedly walked into her condo through an unlocked door and fondled her. Now, residents of the condo complex were upset that it took deputies 45 minutes to get there and upset that the sheriff's office didn't alert residents to the incident. Plus, they reportedly didn't try to collect surveillance video of the suspect. Now, sources close to the investigation, though, say the case was flawed by a lack of evidence and by the victim's apparent intoxication. The suspect has since been arrested. The matter was kind of festering until a Malibu tabloid publisher, C.C. Woods, reportedly sent photos and a complaint to Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Now, Captain Matthew Vanderhork was demoted and relieved of duty on Tuesday, and the two deputies involved were taken off patrol and put on administrative duties. We have contacted the Sheriff's Department. They say they don't have a comment or a statement at this time. Reporting live in Calabasas, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
We're going to get more later today on this case out of Hemet. Two people now under arrest for the stabbing murders of a mother, her 21-year-old daughter, and an 18-year-old friend at the home in Hemet. Police don't plan to reveal the identities of the suspects again until this news conference this afternoon, 3 o'clock. But a close relative of the older victim tells CBS2 that the family thinks one of them was a young woman who was having some personal issues and had been allowed to live in the house for a little while.
They were just trying to help out this girl, and unfortunately, it just turned into a bad situation.
Family thinks the woman was recently asked to move out and that she and her boyfriend then killed the homeowner and the two other victims. But again, 3 o'clock news conference. We'll learn more.
A bee expert supposed to be back in Pasadena today where that big swarm of bees attacked a lot of people yesterday. In fact, 5 of those had to be taken to the hospital, including a firefighter who was stung several times. Beekeeper Dave Williams says he strongly suspects that the insects are the Africanized variety that are sometimes known as the killer bee.
One characteristic of Africanized colonies is more of the individual insects in the colony will join the attack versus European colonies that relatively few of the bees will attack. So that's one of the indicators to me that this was an Africanized hive.
The estimate is 40,000 bees living in this hive at the Howard Johnson Hotel near Colorado and North Sierra Bonita Avenue. Williams did his best to take the bees out after the attack, but he's going back today to make sure that there are no stragglers.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.